I've always valued partnerships, and I always had people better than me and smarter than me around me so they can motivate me, so they can help me.
I am so pumped that we have someone taller than me on the show today. That is not often the case, but we do. We have a 7-footer today, and you know that voice. You know that raspy voice, and he's going to give us 7 super tips on today's Super You podcast.
It's one small step for man.
Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
We choose to go to the moon, not because they are easy, but because they
are hard. I have a dream.
You can't handle the truth.
7.
6.
5.
4.
3.
2.
1.
Super, 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 super.
Super you. Shaq. Always wanted to do that. We have Shaq today. He's going to give us 7 super tips. I'm your host, Eric Qualman. Most of you know me as Equal Man. Thank you for joining us for today's Super You podcast. Our regular listeners know this is the podcast designed to unlock and unleash the superpower that's within all of us. And we can't do it without the help of our sponsor, Amazon Prime. So thank you, Amazon, for making this all possible. As a former basketballer myself, I am so excited to have Shaq give us our 7 super tips here today. Quick Shaq story. I was living in Miami. As some of you may know, I played basketball in college at Michigan State University. Who knows where Shaq played? LSU, that's right. Louisiana State University for 2 years. So Shaq is massive. I see him on the basketball court in Miami playing pickup. This is when he was playing with the Miami Heat, and I wanted to go play basketball. Plus, I saw Shaq. I'm like, I'm exhausted. Just got done working out. But if you get the chance to go play against Shaq, you're going to go play against Shaq. So I start playing this pickup game. I'm the second tallest player on the court, so I get to guard Shaq. Most people didn't want to guard him. I was seeking it out because you got to try it out. You got to try it out. Now, I know he's looking at me. He probably doesn't realize that I played basketball in college. So I go, I got one chance to surprise him, which I did. I was able to dribble right and just flush a dunk, which was awesome. But then that was a mistake because guess what? Then he basically dunked on me for the next 30 minutes. When I was posting up, I felt like a baseball inside of a giant catcher's mitt. That's right. I was the baseball, and Shaq was this enveloping huge catcher's mitt. It felt kind of nice, actually, but I mean, it was crazy. I went up to shoot, and I wouldn't even see his hand. The ball would just be swatted out of bounds. So that's how big this guy is. But he's a big personality. He's a big personality. He's got a big heart, and that's why we're excited to have him. He's going to talk about basketball a little bit, but mostly he's going to talk about life and life tips, how we can unlock the superpower within all of us. Superman's one of his favorite things, so you'll see him out wearing Superman stuff, so that's why it's kind of cool to have him on our Super You podcast. So without further ado, here are 7 super tips from the Man of Steel, Shaq.
Yes, my father was a drill sergeant, and he was the type of gentleman that you never question. So when I was young, let's say I went on a Saturday, you know, playing at the local Boys and Girls Club, we'd celebrate, trophy be there Saturday. When I wake up on Sunday, it'd be gone. So I never asked him why. Wow. So finally, when I made it to the NBA, I asked him, I said, why you used to take all my trophies when I was young? He said, because I never wanted you to be dissatisfied. And you know, it actually worked, because I would come in and be like, oh, you took the football trophy? Watch me get a basketball one. Took the basketball trophy? Watch me get a baseball one.
You can never be satisfied. I've got it running through my head. Maritza, give us some. Give us some Hamilton. You can never be satisfied. You can never be satisfied. Oh man, there goes all the listenership. Sorry about that. I just couldn't help myself. I'm excited we're going to see Hamilton in December. Back at it. Theater is back, baby. So can't wait to get back at it. Speaking of back, let's get back to Shaq. Now, I mentioned his dad, Phil, the Army drill sergeant. But his biological father, Joe Tony, was an all-state high school guard who lost his basketball scholarship to Seton Hall because of drug addiction. And so while Shaq was still young, and he was actually an average-sized baby, he was 7 pounds, 13 ounces, about your average-sized baby. But when he was an infant, Tony was sentenced to federal prison. And when he was released, Lucille got Joe to legally relinquish his parental rights to Shaq's stepfather, who, as Shaq mentioned, was an Army drill sergeant named Philip Harrison, and he raised him from the age of 2. So Shaq's resulting childhood was a fulfilling one, a really good childhood, though he would often return to Vonda's Kitchen, which is a diner in Newark, New Jersey, which is located right below Tony's apartment. And Shaq always, a young Shaq, always wondered if he's going to run into his biological father. And once Shaq started to make a name for himself, then Tony tried reaching out one time in Orlando. And one time in Orlando, Shaq left the basketball arena through a back entrance to avoid having to have any interaction with his biological father, Tony, who'd shown up and wanted to meet. Shaq even publicly outlined his feelings about their intentional estrangement in a 1994 rap song, Biological Didn't Bother. But with Shaq, with his Basketball Hall of Fame induction on the horizon in the summer of 2016, Shaq finally agreed to meet Joe. Joe was nearly 70 at the time, and Shaq agreed to meet him at a restaurant. And Shaq said, "I don't hate you. I had a good life. I had Phil." And for all you listeners out there, we've had these psychologists on the show. Shaq's a smart guy. So Shaq's smart because he realized that if he held this resentment toward his biological father, if he hated his father, it was actually hurting him, Shaq. It wasn't hurting his biological father. It was hurting him. So it's time to let go. And so that's why Shaq at that restaurant was wise enough to say, "I don't hate you. I had a good life. I had Phil, the drill sergeant, the dad that raised me." Shaq had a lot of two-pointers, usually by slam dunking them. And here we are with tip number 2.
I learned that from the great Michael Jordan. They swept us, I'm going to say 95, 96, yeah. Chicago Bulls versus the Orlando Magic. And I was devastated, and he just grabbed me and said, "Before you succeed, you must first learn to fail." And I was like, "What the hell is he talking about?" And then I went back and I was looking, and I saw that a lot of great individuals, you know, failed before they succeeded. You know, Jerry West went to the finals 8-9 times before they finally beat the Celtics. So, you know, he told me to figure out, and I just had to, you know, figure out how to, you know, do things the correct way. And once I figured out, I was able to get 3 in a row.
Before you succeed, you must fail. Fail fast, fail forward, fail better is what we always say. Check out the show, check out the podcast, Sarah Blakely.
Well, growing up, my dad used to encourage my brother and me to fail. So at the dinner table, he would actually ask us, "What did you fail at this week?" And if we didn't have something to tell him, he would actually be disappointed. And I can remember coming home from school and be like, Dad, I tried out for this and I was horrible. And he'd be like, "Way to go," and high-five me. And it was such a gift what he was doing. I didn't realize it at the time, but he was redefining failure for me.
I love that she mentioned growing up. When she'd get home from school, most parents would ask, "How was your day? What'd you do?" Nothing. Her dad would always ask, "How'd you fail? How'd you learn?" Yeah, good job. You failed, Sarah. That's awesome. And so maybe ask your kids today, ask yourself, "How'd you fail?" And celebrate it. Celebrate that failure because you're going to learn from it. You're going to move on. Speaking of moving on, here we are with tip number 3.
And like, I remember these words: if you ever make it big time, make sure you help those in need. And then on Thanksgiving, you know, he would go to the barracks, round up the troops, and we would go. We'd have blankets. We have all the army rations that they were getting ready to throw away. Whatever we can. Spam, peanut butter, bread. Give it to the homeless people. So those are 3 things that I do today because of what a man that made $30,000 a year taught me. From a woman who was a secretary, probably made $20,000 a year. They taught me that. So, you know, a lot of people, when they look at, you look at me and the charities that I do, this is from the heart. Like sometimes when I see people doing charities, I could tell they're just doing it for the moment. Like, for example, whenever it's a hurricane relief thingy, people who you never see do anything, all of a sudden they just pop up and they're tweeting about it. Like I tell people all the time, I do a lot of stuff seen and unseen. Like, it doesn't matter to me if you know that I just fed 10,000 homeless. That I'm doing this because this was what I was taught. I'm doing it because to walk in there and see a family put a smile on their face for a day, that's just awesome to me.
To live is to give. It's all about giving. Check out Adam Grant's great book, Give and Take. I love that book. One of my favorite books, but check it out, Give and Take. As we move along to tip number 4, Shaq at the age of 10, listen closely. At the age of 10, Shaq was 6'4". And actually, an upset parent was stormed on the court once in a game and took his kid off the court shouting, "He's not 10. That's a bunch of beep, boop. If he's 10, he's going to be the best big man in the world." The man, while upset, was not at all wrong. Then by 13, Shaq had grown to 6'6" and wore a size 17 shoe at the age of 13. 6'6" and wore a size 17. Here we are with tip number 4.
My mom comes and she set me up too. She's like, "You know, we don't have no doctors in the family." I'm like, "What do you mean?" She said, "We don't have any PhDs in the family." So I'm like, "I could be the first out of all the O'Neills to be a doctor." "Okay, I'll be back." So then I go to Barry University. It took me 5 years. I become a PhD. It was awesome. And now, not only was it awesome for me, it's awesome for my kids. I went to a parent-teacher conference one time, and a guy recognized me as Dr. O'Neill. He didn't call me Shaq. "Dr. O'Neill, how are you, sir? I also have a doctorate in education." And we had a whole conversation. It was awesome. Like, you know, as a dad, that was awesome. Being Shaq is awesome too, but, you know, I come in a suit, and this guy, he addressed me as Dr. O'Neill. I was like, I'm looking at my son, and my son's looking really proud. Like, not only is he proud that I'm the Shaqster, but he's also proud that his daddy is the doctor. So even though I did it for myself, I did it for them also. And it's a building here in Orlando. I want it. I want it so bad. And there's a lot of great lawyers here in Orlando. See, what I'm good at, I'm the Black Jerry West. I could put a hell of a team together. So my goal is to just get these, you know, get these lawyers that got their own little law firms, put them together, and we make a hell of a partnership. But again, if I just buy a building, put my name on it with other lawyers, they're going to be talking over my head. You understand what I'm saying? But if they know and understand that I also have a law degree, I'm in charge, everything will go right. So think about law school. Because I just want to practice law. I just want to have a law firm that take care of everything. I want to be the new Johnny Cochran of law.
Dr. O'Neill, what a great example. There's so many athletes that enter early, and I think they should. If you have the opportunity to make millions of dollars, then you can go back and always get your degree or get it at night, and most don't. And because once you have $100 million, it's tough to have that motivation to go back and get that education. But that's why I love Shaq. What a great example, or Dr. O'Neill, to go back and get not only his degree, to go on and get, because he left LSU as a sophomore after sophomore year. Go back, earn his undergraduate, get your master's, and then get your doctorate degree. Wow, very, very impressive. As I mentioned, Shaq left after his sophomore year at LSU, so as a rookie in Orlando, he actually made the All-Star team. At the age of 21, his teammates quickly noticed that he couldn't stomach alcohol, and there's a good reason for that, because Shaq's dad, the sergeant, Philip, caught him sipping a beer with his cousins when he was 13, and O'Neill says that Sergeant made him drink a 12-pack right then. "Not only did I get drunk," said Shaq, "I hated beer, and I never had the urge to drink again." Here we are drinking from a fountain of knowledge. Here we are with tip number 5.
Investment's not going to always go how you want them to go. Business plan's not going to go how you want them to go. So you just have to regroup. My theory and my thought process is to never focus on the problem, focus on the solution. I invested in this water company. It didn't go well. That money's gone. Now I got to regroup. Now I got to do something else. So I'll be upset for about 20 minutes, go to that cabinet, get them Frosted Flakes, get some of that cold milk, slice them bananas up, watch some ESPN, and then the next day I'm back on track.
Most people go to that big jug of ice cream when they're depressed. Looks like Shaq loves the Frosted Flakes. Trivia question, what is the mascot of Frosted Flakes? Tony the Tiger, for anyone that got it out there, what's his famous slogan?
They're great!
They're great, by Leo Burnett out of Chicago. That's right. Anyways, they're great. These tips are great. And you're great for listening to the podcast. So thank you so much. If you have time to post a review, please do. It helps other people discover the podcast. And it's a way for you to post it forward because it might be someone out there that needs this. And by you posting that review, it allows them to discover the podcast. And hopefully down the line, it helps them unlock and unleash their superpower on the world. Shaq has a cool nickname with Shaq, also Man of Steel. But he has a propensity for clever nicknaming as well. He's had a lot of different nicknames, alternating personas, spin off into a video game like Shaq Fu, rap album. His original nickname, The Diesel, became Shaq Diesel, one of his more popular nicknames. And then also The Big Aristotle because of all the academics that he went through to get that PhD to be Dr. O'Neill, The Big Aristotle, and also MDE, Most Dominant Ever. But also, he gave out one of the nicknames that's stood the test of time. For Tim Duncan, he called him the Big Fundamental. And then Shaq has his pool in Miami is called Shaqapulco. So here we are with tip number 6.
I never look at it as investments, believe it or not. I just look at it as partnerships, help changing the world, and just being part of something that's inspiring. My business people all the time, whenever they talk about money, you can ask them, I don't want to hear it. But if they bring an idea to me that I think is going to go to the next level, most of the time, if I follow my heart and everything else will fall in place. I've never, ever done a deal. Hey, we got this suit company. We throw some pinstripes in the suit. You give me $100,000. We sell 20 of them. I've never did a deal where it was always based on money. I've always did my business deals based on how I felt it was going to go in the future, how I felt it was going to help and inspire somebody.
Shaq's post-basketball career is super impressive. Him and Magic Johnson have just blown it through the roof after their career, which isn't the norm, right? 70% of former NBA players go broke, and he's done the exact opposite. He's not only been able to invest and grow as kind of his own mini corporation, but he's also been able to give back as well. And that says a lot. He grew up dirt poor. His mom was 17 when he was born, and they couldn't make rent in New Jersey. They wound up moving, and his first job at the age of 13 was at Burger King. And then it must have been very satisfying for him. Over a decade later, he'd partner with Burger King to introduce the Shaq Pack. If anyone remembers the Shaq Pack, it was a sourdough bacon cheeseburger paired with fries and nacho cheese dipping sauce. Let me read that one more time. A sourdough bacon cheeseburger paired with fries and nacho cheese dipping sauce. The Shaq Pack. Now, half of the audience is out there saying, give me that. That sounds awesome. The other half is revolted. I would fall in the former half. But here we are with tip number 7.
You have to value partnerships. Like I've always been a basketball player. I've always played basketball. I could probably say I'm a master of basketball. So now when I wanted to become a businessman, like I had to go through the do's and don'ts of business. But, you know, to get respect as a businessman, I was like, let me go ahead and get this master's in business administration so they know and understand what I'm talking about. You know, I've always considered myself a leader. So, you know, my thought process was, let me get this doctorate in leadership so people know and understand my thought process on how I do things. But I've always been smart enough to have people better than me on my team. So if I'm going to start a magazine called TechCrunch, best believe I'm going to have the techiest publisher. I'm going to have the techiest camera guys. I'm going to have the techiest interviewers working for me rather than me trying to do everything by myself. So you have to, you know, value, you know, partnerships. For example, if I want to be the best sheriff in Austin, Texas, I got to get the best police officers. I can't be the best without having the best team. So I've always valued partnerships, and I always had people better than me and smarter than me around me so they can motivate me, so they can help me.
Thank you for joining us for today's 7 super tips from the 7-footer himself, Shaq Diesel. Hope you got all of today's podcast, and thanks for sending this to your friends. Thank you for recommending it. Thanks for your kind words that keep coming in. Thanks for your questions. We'll try to get to those better on the show itself. But thank you for being so involved. We can't do it without our listeners. We can't do it without Amazon Prime. It's all made possible by Maritza Gutierrez, also Jake Brin, and then also Kelsey Gomez. So big shout out to the team here at Eagle Man Studios that make it all possible. But again, it's all possible because you're listening. So I hope you're able to unlock and unleash your superpowers on the world this week and also in the months ahead. So until next time, this is Equal Man reminding all of us, it's not what we take from the world, it is what we leave behind.
7 6 5 4 3 2 1
Super, 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 super,
super you.